It's 53 degrees and mostly sunny now in Nashville. We expect plenty of sun through the day today with a high in the upper 60s. Good morning, I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 8:04. Tennessee lawmakers are expected to vote today on redrawing the state's congressional districts. A proposed map released yesterday shows the plan would split Memphis into three districts and further fracture the Nashville area into five. Also on the agenda are bills to undo a 50-year-old state law that prohibits mid-decade redistricting and suspend residency rules that would complicate things for candidates whose districts are changing mid-election cycle. Another pedestrian has died after getting hit by a vehicle on Nashville streets. Monday afternoon, a man was hit by a semi-truck at the corner of Gallatin Pike and Trinity Lane in East Nashville. The victim was identified by the Contributor Street newspaper as one of its vendors, Billy Ray. A memorial describes him as fighting addiction and facing hardship as an unhoused resident. Metro Police say there have already been a dozen pedestrian deaths in Nashville this year, compared to three at this point last year. Here's Lieutenant Erica Bowden.
We're going to see a higher number of pedestrians out on the streets with the weather getting nicer like it is today. This year, we have seen an increase in the number of pedestrians being hit on our roadways.
The main Gallatin corridor has become a focus in the city's Choose How You Move initiative. In a meeting last month, Metro officials reported there have been more than 800 reported crashes in the last 3 years along the stretch. They said high vehicle speeds, poor lighting, and lack of pedestrian infrastructure are all factors. The Trinity intersection is one of several marked as needing improvement. Elon Musk's Boring Company has announced where one of its tunnel stations downtown will be. The company wants to create a stop for exclusive use by residents of the three downtown apartment buildings owned by developer Gerentana. Both the Boring Company and Gerentana announced the plans on the social media platform X. According to Boring, residents will be able to take a Tesla through the tunnel to a lower part of downtown or the airport. All three buildings stand very close to the site where excavation crews currently access the Music City Loop Tunnel. That's a connector between downtown and the airport under state-owned roads, and it is currently under construction. The latest announcement marks the first proposal that would be closed to the public. The Tennessean reports the three apartment buildings are owned by Gerentana are Alcove, Prime, and Paramount. Mayor Freddie O'Connell has appointed two new members to the Metro Nashville Airport Authority, but their tenure could be a short one. That's because a new law waiting for the governor's signature would give the state the power to take over the governing boards of all major Tennessee airports. If signed, the Tennessean reports it will go into effect this summer. That's different from the 2023 measure attempting a state takeover of just the Nashville facility. Metro challenged that law, arguing it unconstitutionally singled out Nashville. The case went all the way to the Tennessee Supreme Court, which has not yet issued a ruling. If this bill becomes law, that decision will likely be moot. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.